Trevor Noah said, after a week of being forced to quarantine, Donald J. Trump is back on the campaign trail doing what he loves most, spreading COVID-19. Jimmy Kimmel said, Trump did about an hour of material in Florida, and he killed. He really killed. We'll have to wait a week or two to see how many he killed, but he definitely killed. That is funny and harsh and terrible. Kimmel, the rally in Florida was packed with thousands of maskless people all there to see their beloved Spready Krueger. That's hack. Trevor Noah said, I'm happy that Trump is now biohazard curious. That's cool, although he may have just lost Mike Pence's vote. Trevor again, yes, my friends, it looks like Trump has emerged from his battle with the deadly virus, and it's made him horny as hell. And Trevor, also, it's insane how Trump says he'll kiss all the guys, but only the beautiful women. He said, you ugly chicks, I'm out. I can deal with corona, but doctors say a butterface could be fatal. Conan O'Brien is getting involved with the election. He has done a bunch of videos for swing states. I saw the one in Michigan got a lot of attention, and I will tell you what he said, and I'm not from Michigan. None of this means anything to me, but Conan said, what can I say? I love my donuts from Dilla's and my beer from Bell's. Remember, Dave Chappelle was doing concerts in the park, and Chris Rock said they were, you know, doing some recreational stuff? MarijuanaMoment.net, say it with me, your home for comedy news. They caught up with Greene County Sheriff Gene Fisher. He doesn't seem too worried about what's going on at the events. He thought Chris Rock was joking. He said, Chris Rock's a comedian. Chris Rock is probably looking for laughs. People have been making jokes about marijuana and drugs for years. Hopefully that's what he's talking about. That reminds me of a recent story from my personal life. I was drinking in the park. Yes, don't worry why I was doing that, but I was doing it. And a cop rolled by and he saw me and a bunch of people my age. We are not teenagers. And he said, oh, I thought I saw bottles of beer. Those are clearly solo cups. Have a good night. And he rolled away. And I was like, that was a cool move. Point made. Wasn't being a jerk. Appreciate you, police officer. From Collider, speaking of Chris Rock, Chris Rock has written a new script that will pair him with Adam Sandler and Dave Chappelle. Okay, now what will happen here if we take the greatness of Dave Chappelle and we put him in a movie with Adam Sandler? Will the forces for good and funny win, or will Adam Sandler make the movie terrible? Or maybe if you add Chris Rock plus Dave Chappelle, that forces Adam Sandler to bring his Uncut Gems game, in which case this could be a masterpiece. We have no details on the movie, but Rock is described as being giddy about the idea. Me too. If you get Chappelle, Rock, and good Uncut Gems Adam Sandler, great. But if we get, you know, Hubie Halloween Adam Sandler, that could be really awful. Speaking of movies, comedian Steve Byrne has written and directed a new movie. It's called The Opening Act. It's about Will, a guy with a great job, a beautiful girlfriend, and an unfulfilled dream of becoming a stand-up comic. When Will finally gets the opportunity he's been waiting for, the MC slot opening for his hero Billy G, the realities of life on the stage come crashing in. Between relentless hecklers, drunk comedy groupies, and hard-to-impress morning radio DJs, things get off to a rough start. Even if Will can take the opportunity to learn from his idols and overcome the myriad challenges, he still needs to decide if he should continue with the life he has, or pursue the one he has always dreamt of, the life of a comedian. Vince Vaughn is behind this. He and Steve Byrne have pulled in a lot of talents on this. Some of the people who appear in this thing, Alex Moffat, Cedric the Entertainer, Neil Brennan, Ken Jeong, Jermaine Fowler, Russell Peters, Whitney Cummings, Tom Segura, Eliza Schlesinger, and Bill Burr. No joke there. This thing will be in selected theaters for the four of you that go to theaters tomorrow, and it will be on video on demand and digital platforms tomorrow. Speaking of movies, Amazon has swooped in. They have grabbed Coming to America. That's the sequel to Coming to America, but this one has, see, you couldn't tell how I pronounced it. Where normally it would say Coming to America, this one is now called Coming Number 2 America. So both films are called Coming to America, but, you know, it's really annoying if I read it. So Coming to America 2 is what I'm going to call this thing. Amazon has bought it for $125 million. It'll be on Amazon Prime starting on December 18th. That'll probably do well over the holidays, right? When we're all off and home and staring at TV and want to watch a movie or something. Eddie Murphy, of course, in this. Arsenio Hall, Tracy Morgan, Jermaine Fowler, Wesley Snipes, James Earl Jones, Louis Anderson. Should be really good. Leslie Jones in that as well. If you missed yesterday's episode, the new Comedy Power rankings are out. Larry the Cable Guy came in at number 10. He tweeted at Daily Comedy News at DCN Pod, and Mr. Cable Guy said, I'm honored, honestly, thank you. From Chortle, which is actually your home for comedy news in the UK, Jimmy Carr is going to appear alongside Alison Hammond and Amanda Holden on I Can See Your Voice. It's a new BBC One primetime music game show. It's hosted by Patty McGinnis. The format involves teams trying to predict who has a great singing voice and who doesn't. From looks alone, Jimmy Carr said, I think a silly, crazy, fun hour of telly is just what we all need, and it doesn't come any more silly, crazy, or fun than this. All right, if you're one of those people that thinks that this podcast has an anti-Trump bias, you should probably check out for the day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, stick around, and I'll tell you what the Simpsons are up to. For the annual Treehouse of Horror episode, they have Homer Simpson looking to vote. He gets stumped when he gets to the presidential election part of his ballot, and as it turns out, he doesn't remember anything from the past 4 years except Faye Dunaway gives Oscar the wrong movie and is never seen again. But thankfully, Lisa is there to remind him of the awful things Donald Trump has done since 2016. The episode scrolls across the screen, a list of things, which I'm going to read to you, as Homer becomes increasingly shocked. So I guess this is spoilers for The Simpsons, unless you were alive the last 4 years, in which case you've lived through all this, so it's not really a spoiler. All right, here is the list as recapped by the AV Club. Made it okay to shoot hibernating bears. Put children in cages. Called Mexicans rapists. Imitated disabled reporter. Looks lousy in a tennis outfit. Can't get wife to hold hand. Called third world countries bleep holes. Called Tim Cook Tim Apple. Said Jewish people who vote Democrat are disloyal. Showed top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago restaurant. Called white supremacists fine people. Leaked classified information to a Russian ambassador. Asked the president of Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Called for China to investigate the Bidens. Walked into the dressing room at a Miss Teen USA pageant. Pressed the Australian prime minister to help Barr investigate Mueller. Talked about grabbing women's private parts, I'll say. Lied about the size of his inauguration. Refused to release tax returns. Gutted the EPA. Confiscated and destroyed interpreters' notes after meeting with Putin. Your host needs to take a deep breath. This is a long list. We are not done. Tweeted classified photo of Iran missile site, called Baltimore a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess, described Meryl Streep as overrated, leaked information to the press about the 27 Manchester Arena bombing, did not attend any White House correspondence dinner, said Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her whatever, called Carly Fiorina horseface, ruined impeachment, brought Ivanka to the G7 summit, corrupted Congress, appointed and didn't fire Betsy DeVos, put Jared in charge of Mideast, served McDonald's to Clemson football team. Oh, we are not done. Do you think the Simpsons pulled their punch here? Destroyed democracy, lost Hong Kong, threatened Marie Yovanovitch, pulled the U.S. out of the climate agreement, allowed bounties on soldiers, invaded Portland, withdrew from WHO, bragged about knowing the dates, commuted sentences, said to swallow bleach, person, woman, man, camera, TV, destroyed the post office, paid $750 in taxes, wants third term, wanted to be on Mount Rushmore, and then The Simpsons gives this ominous thing, and we haven't even said the worst one. Uh-oh. And The Simpsons does usually predict the future. That's your daily comedy news for today. Hey, don't be mad at me. You can complain to The Simpsons. Treehouse of Horror is always the best episode of the year. I'm looking forward to that one. All right, subscribe on Apple, Google, Amazon, Pandora, follow on Spotify. Catch you tomorrow.